This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kirk Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on red-hot-mama.com. This is episode number 88 on February 5th of 2008. I'm your host, Amanda. And with me is the crack technical staff, Johnny. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Hi.
Hi. How are you feeling?
Tired.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of a sore throat.
Yeah. It's about that time of year.
I guess. Ugh. I want to be in bed right now, actually.
Well, let's wrap this up then.
So okay, hey, thanks for tuning in, everyone. See you next week.
Maybe not quite that fast.
Oh, was that premature?
But like hardly ever. There's not a whole lot going on anyway, so we should be able to wrap this up fairly quick. And maybe that's the reason you're tired, is
maybe.
Just boredom with baseball.
Well, there is one good thing. I mean, there was a great sign this last weekend that baseball is finally getting closer to being a reality.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
The Super Bowl.
Oh, yes. The end of the football season.
Finally.
Not the end of the football commentating.
No,
oh,
well,
no.
You know, you got to ignore that. But you got to rejoice that finally football is frickin' over.
You know what, though? I really enjoyed the Super Bowl this year.
It was one of the better games of the Super Bowl. And
yeah.
It was only 3 points
though
separating
the
teams?
Like many people in the Indianapolis area, fair weather Colts fans. I mean, I'm just
sure.
Just not that interested in football. I'm very interested in baseball, but you know, it's hard not to get involved with the Colts when they're doing so good and everyone
right.
at work is all excited about it and wearing their blue every day.
I've never been, you know, a bandwagon jumper honor, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah,
it's like, oh yeah, I'm a Colts fan. They go on in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. I liked them.
It was fairly cool, except it like screwed up traffic when they came around with a trophy all over the
place.
Well,
we don't have to worry about that this year.
Amen. This is really the best of both worlds, isn't it?
Yeah. No one seemed to think that, to even care when they lost in the playoffs this year, I thought. It's like,
I think that everyone pretty much saw it coming. They were pretty much decimated by the injuries.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of interesting. There just wasn't the buzz about them as there was last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it's sort of like Cardinal syndrome this
maybe,
last season.
Maybe.
But, you know, it was still exciting.
Though, speaking of the Cardinals, do you remember when they were just, I believe it was, 2004, when they won the Central just decisively, won over 100 games, and ended up in the World Series, and then got swept by the Red Sox?
Yes, I remember that.
That was kind of the Patriots' year this year.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's
very
true.
Similar.
They were all undefeated, And, you know, around Indianapolis, people couldn't be more excited, couldn't be more happy that the Patriots lost. You don't run into a whole lot of Patriots fans. They probably keep quiet
probably.
Around the Indianapolis area. But, yeah,
there's a pretty big rivalry between the two teams.
Poor Patriots. You know,
yeah.
They've only won, like 3 of the last 5 years, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Poor Patriots.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
I think...
What an exciting game, though.
Maybe they'll go on unless the whole spy thing...
Yeah.
Blows up even further.
Well, you know, it is problematic if, you know, maybe if that was all that was keeping them going, if they are no longer able to take people's practices and whatever else they do. What I think
yeah.
It's funny is that Patriots fans are always so paranoid about everyone else cheating. It's sort of like when somebody is like cheating in a relationship and then they become paranoid that their partner is cheating on them. It's sort of the same thing. Patriots or fans are like, one time when they were in Indianapolis this last season, they were paranoid because they said that, that there was they were like watching the game on TV. They said there was this like high-pitched hum. They're like, yeah, the Colts are cheating. They're piping in that hum to make it, to distract them. Yeah, it was from the TV station. They were having technical difficulties.
I remember watching a Colts game. It might have been that one, and the audio was all weird and because it sounded all digital compressed or something like they
I'm
were.
Really not sure how a high-pitched hum would hurt the Patriots, but not the Colts.
Well,
like the Colts practice with the hum, perhaps, so that it doesn't annoy them?
Well, let's see. I don't know. Do horses not hear high-pitched noises
maybe,
and
maybe
Patriots do?
It's at a frequency only East Coasters can hear. Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a great game, especially
unusually good game for the Super Bowl.
That defying the sack that Eli Manning did at the end. That was some powerful will. Never give up. Never surrender.
No kidding. Whoever is in charge of motivation over on the Giants team, you know, I think maybe right, some of the NLC teams should look into engaging his services sometime during the baseball season. Be like, we're just pushing through, baby. We're going to make this happen.
But now it's done. Now football's done. Pitchers and catchers reporting.
Now ESPN will only be 80% devoted to football instead of 100% devoted to football.
That's right.
So,
and I will be 100% not watching ESPN.
There you go.
So it works out for me.
That's convenient. Yeah, pitchers and catchers are going to be coming into...
We're recording this on the 5th. Some teams are actually having it be required that pitchers and catchers report on the 13th.
What?
That's 8 days away.
Wow. That seems a little early.
It does, but, you know.
It sort of seems like all your schooling...
Most of them
to
are
keep,
crappy teams. To it's make like kids the Orioles like, and...
It's like all your schooling to make the kids do better on their their state tests.
And that's really helped out the U.S.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. And I imagine it will continue to help out those crappy teams getting a week more practice for the end.
It'll basically just tire them out faster.
For their crappy pitchers. Yeah, I think that... I don't know. If they've been coming out of spring training going, oh, man, we're just so unprepared. It's probably not that weak.
Right.
But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they've got it all under control. So what's actually going on with these teams?
Not much. The arbitrations process is still going on. Right. I don't know that hearings have started yet, though they should be soon.
Right. Doesn't seem like I've heard anything about them yet.
No.
Man, it seems like about everyone's been signed out of arbitration by now, haven't
most
they?
Most teams avoid it desperately.
That's like, probably wise.
I believe the Pirates just signed their last player who's eligible. Mm-hmm. Freddy Sanchez, this came out today. They've signed him to a 2-year deal with an option for a third. He's their second baseman.
Yes, and what's interesting about this deal is the amount that they're signing him for.
Yes.
Looks like in the first year it's $4.3 million, second year $6.7 million, and the third, if there's an option
if
for the third,
If
they pick it up, it's $7.4 million for the third year, and this is their second baseman for the Pirates.
Right.
Second baseman.
He has a batting title to his credit from a year or two back, but I would not compare him well.
What other good hitting second baseman do we know who's in arbitration?
Also, good with the defense. Not much better than Sanchez.
Well, pretty much, a lot of people agree. That Brandon Phillips was pretty much screwed out of any consideration for the
right.
for the Gold Glove. I mean, he was a very good second baseman. And he, in his arbitration, what he's asking for is only $4.2
million.
$100,000 less than Freddie Sanchez was just signed for.
Right.
So I'm thinking that Brandon Phillips has a lot going for him here. I think that he...
I don't see how he could lose,
He's going to win this one if they let it go that far. But they should go ahead and sign him to a long-term deal.
Yeah, if they could get I would even consider a 4-year deal. Maybe 3 years with an option. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like it would be worth it.
Yeah, that's got to be...
he's
the,
young
the
enough.
The Reds are only offering, what, 2.7, I think?
He's young enough.
Come
he's
on.
Played at a pretty high level for the entire time he's been with the Reds.
That's
no
true.
No reason to think he's going to regress that much.
No.
He might not
get
30
spunk.
Home runs and 30 steals again this year.
Oh, but,
But
he might. What else is
it? Yeah, so that'll be interesting. The Reds did sign their other arbitration-eligible player.
Yeah, that's right.
Matt Belisle.
Belisle.
I like to mispronounce it. Yeah. Matt Belisle, who will probably be their third starting pitcher in the rotation.
Yeah. I like Belisle, and he's all right. I think that I'm a little bit uncomfortable with him being number three. What was that?
I believe that was thunder.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, it's been raining and thunderstorming.
Yeah, it's been storming
forever.
Up something crazy. I don't know if that's coming through on the audio, but it was just sort of an earth-shaking thud that came through.
Either
for those
that
of you
or
who
the
aren't.
Redcoats are bombing or something.
Well, that could be. The British are coming. The British are coming.
Yeah, Belisle as their third starter. It's a little weak, but you look at the starting rotation of all the central teams.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of question marks there, with the possible exception of the Brewers.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of depth.
I don't know what
there,
you're talking
actually.
About just because the Cubs are talking about starting.
Well, the Cubs fans
dumpster.
Like to think that they have depth in
Isn't
their starting
funny?
Rotation. But two of the people in serious consideration for the rotation are Jason Marquis and Ryan Dempster.
Yeah.
And Dempster was not a very good closer. He was okay. He had some really bad moments. However, there's one thing he's even worse at doing, and that's starting.
Oh, I'm sure. Perhaps I'd like to pull out Danny Graves, too.
So with those two in serious consideration for the rotation, I don't think that's the best rotation
depth in the Cubs, huh?
No, the Brewers have a lot of stuff, and they've got they're stocked so well that even if Ben Sheets is injured, they're okay. We might lose power, huh?
Yeah, that's sounding really, really significant. Okay, well, let's see if we can get the rest of this content in here before we do lose power.
The only other central team I'm aware of that has arbitration-eligible players is the Astros. They have two, Mark Loretta, an infielder, and their closer, Jose Valverde. I guess they're going to...
I thought you meant Mark Loretta was their infielder and closer.
Well, he is kind of a super sub guy, so...
I guess. You never know.
Oh.
All right, so we'll be... monitoring the progress on the Astros there and see what happens with Loretta and Valverde. Yeah, Valverde, that's the guy that they just brought on board, right? And now they're already having arbitration with him.
Last year was like a breakout year for him as closer. And he's got a lot of talent. He's showed a lot of good. Well, he had a great year last year, so
I think
we'll see if he
that
can
their main
the
argument
Astros.
In arbitration would be,
he's
well, what have you
done? Year.
What have you done for us lately?
He never helped us win a game.
Never once have you helped us win a game. They'd have a point.
Another thing that happened as we were recording our last podcast, mm-hmm. the trade in baseball finally happened. The Twins, Johan Santana, Cy Young, I believe he won one. He certainly received many votes for one over the years.
Sure.
He was finally traded. It had been rumored for like the entire offseason. He was going to the Mets. He was going to the Red Sox. He was...
So well, where'd he go?
The Mets.
And the Red Sox? Get Sean Casey.
That's
I think
right.
it's equitable.
Fair. Yeah. So there had been some interest, I believe, from the Cubs, but obviously they didn't
pony
to pull
up,
that
huh?
off.
Well, what would they have left after all they've already spent?
That's true.
Not that I'm privy to those things, but
I don't know. I don't know what the Twins exactly wanted. What they got in return, a lot of people, critics were saying, well, they didn't really get much from mm-hmm. for this great starting pitcher, but you know, might have been the best deal on the table right then.
Well, especially with the premium that's good starting pitchers have to be at.
Yeah.
I mean, it's they aren't exactly dime a dozen these days.
But he's not going to be in the Central, so...
All right. Rock and
but
roll.
But he will be in the National League now, so I think, well, most of the Central teams will see him at least once, maybe mm-hmm. twice.
Yeah. See him in the playoffs.
No, probably.
Somebody has to go to the playoffs. We're following the whole NLC now. Somebody's going to
you think
the
Mets will?
Well, you know, now that they've got Johan Santana.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, of course.
That'll do it.
Duh.
Okay.
What else?
Anything else you want to talk about?
It just doesn't seem... Oh, next week on the program, we're going to be talking with Reds historian and enthusiast Jim Farmer, who is going to be talking a little bit about his Society for Cincinnati Sports Research. He's... really very enthusiastic about the history of the Reds. We've had the opportunity to talk with him in person about it, and he's really enthusiastic. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, definitely. And it will be over the phone, but it should be of much higher quality than our previous phone interviews.
Yes, the improvement of the Red Hot Mama, or the Red Hot Broadcast audio equipment has been of major concern at the Red Hot Mama household the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I made some sacrifices.
It's true. But now we've got some superior equipment, and we should be
assuming I know how to operate it, which is...
You know, it is really useful to have a former NPR voice talent on the Red Hot broadcast.
That's right. I was a reporter. Not for NPR, but for a
But
know,
for an
a
NPR
local
station?
Affiliate.
And it, you know, yeah. I mean, I think you think you don't know how to operate it. Just imagine if you tried to give this stuff to me. I'd be like, right. Don't I have something else I got to be doing? I think I do. I'd be tape recording this with a Walkman.
And also, I've set up. I figured out how to have a backup being recorded as we record this,
which is good in case the power does go out.
Right.
We'll have
it's battery operated.
We'll have a battery operated backup so that if the, you know, like, because just a few episodes ago we did have the show, the We had a technical difficulty about halfway through and had to start over from the beginning, which was just too painful to bear. So so we've got the backup now.
Right.
And next week we're looking at talking about
some Reds history.
Some Reds history. Some Reds interest in Reds research and some misconceptions about, okay. about the early okay. Reds. I think we're going to be debunking that whole first team in baseball kind of.
Oh, wow. That sounds scandalous.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm sure people are going to get all up in arms about it.
Were there spy cameras involved?
I imagine so.
Oh.
That and a high-pitched hum.
Mm.
Yeah, that came from the Red Hot broadcast, actually, from our last telephone interview.
Oh, right. Frickin' ghosts in the wire.
Yeah. Well, we're a little bit... It's kind of a short program this week, but we
not
are
Not much has been happening. All the teams are gearing up for spring training.
Looking forward to that. And
We've got our trip booked.
Got our short little trip.
Three-day
trip down to Sarasota this year.
Kids.
Next year we'll be going
stupid
to...
Stupid spring training in April.
Spring break in April.
Spring
break in April, spring training in March.
Spring training in March.
We need to find a way to reconcile this, but we'll be making the spring training trip. We're planning to make a spring training trip out to...
I know.
Spring training to Sarasota, spring break out to Houston.
Oh,
and check out the stadium there, check out the team.
Enron Field or whatever it's called.
And be talking to... Enron Field. Be talking to the people of the AstroCast.
Ah, that'll be fun.
Maybe make an appearance on their show, see what we can record for the Red Hot broadcast, and, you know, do a nice little cross-promotion there. But until then, we're just going to get some rest, get ready for the spring training season, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
The Red Hot broadcast is produced weekly, most of the time. Let us know what you think by leaving a review on iTunes or a comment on the blog at red-hot-mama.com.